Welcome to the Stang Gang Podcast as we talk Midwestern State Volleyball with Head Coach Stephanie Radecki. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for joining us for these Stang Gang Podcasts, which are dwindling down in number. There's only a couple remaining, so
yeah,
be sure to
sad.
Tell your friends. It is a little sad, and what's also sad is you played your final home game last night.
We did.
No more home games.
No more home games.
But you had a really good season at DL Ligon Coliseum. You finished 8-5 at home, put together a nice stretch where you won 15 straight sets.
Yeah.
And in the last two games, I think I may have seen, well, I saw at least one of the best players in the conference from Texas A&M Kingsville. They're middle.
Yes. I told you that.
Yes, you did. And
foreshadowing.
I thought you might be exaggerating.
No, I was not.
But she was an amazing player, yes. Jackson, for Texas A&M Kingsville. I think she finished with 19 kills. She started out 9-for-9 Saturday. She was hitting 1,000 in the opening set. She's a remarkable player.
She is. She does a phenomenal job for them, and she definitely made a huge impact in that match. And I think some floorboards may be loose from her kill at 23-23 in the first set. She's really, really impressive.
Yeah, and she was jumping out the dome. I mean,
she was
a remarkable athlete. So I've learned that when you tell me something, I shouldn't just set it aside as a coach just talking out her rear. You were definitely on target there. And then And I know you still have to play West Texas, but I think we saw one of the best teams, if not the best teams in the conference in your last home game. UT Tyler, that's an efficient team.
They're very efficient. It's crazy I used that word in our scouting report. I think they're, in my opinion, they're the best team we've played so far this fall. So, you know, just across the board, they run a very balanced offense, and all of their hitters can be extremely effective. And their defense was amazing last night. And honestly, like, their serve receive was outstanding. We could not get them out of system. So they played really well, and they're a very good team. And they'll do great things this year.
Yeah, and you just kind of confirmed something that ran through my mind, is they didn't seem like they had any weaknesses.
They didn't last night, that's for sure. They were very they produced at every level and just stayed really consistent. And from the time they started warming up, they were very in routine, like had a standard, had a tradition. You kind of saw everyone had a job, everyone had a role, and they did that really well. And that's what works.
And that's what you're trying to get to here at Midwestern State, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a big part of it. You know, from the minute they walked in the gym, everyone knew they were here. It was very obvious that they had a job to do, and they did it very well, very consistent.
Do you like that approach, approaching it as a job?
Well, it is. I mean, it is. It's a really fun job. It's the most fun job you'll ever have, but it's a job. And, you know, it's very difficult to be successful at something consistently if you're not consistent in how you prepare for that. And I think that's something that we talk about a lot in how we prepare for matches, or how we prepare to be our best at practice every day. How do we prepare to be successful in volleyball and the classroom, and then being able to balance other things in your life? I think that's really important. And so, the more consistent, the more consistently that you approach those things, the easier it is to be successful.
You know, I'm really bad about this, but I don't think I've talked to you at all on these podcasts about success in the classroom. You have a lot of success in the classroom on this team?
I think we definitely have players that prioritize it and do that. Maybe that's more their strength. We have areas that we need to improve on in that, but we definitely have responsible student athletes that understand that that's really important while they're here.
I'm always envious, probably isn't the right word, but I admire student athletes who do well in the classroom, because I was just a student, not a student athlete, and I was a lousy student. And I know the time that athletics puts on a student, and to be able to juggle that when somebody does it really well, it's impressive.
Yeah, and I definitely think it's just time management and being able to schedule your week, and back to being consistent. Like, you have to come up with a a plan. You can't procrastinate. You can't put things off.
This is what I majored in, procrastination.
Yes,
I was excellent at procrastinating. I was one of the finest procrastinators on campus.
I was pretty good at that myself. Although I will say, like, when it came right down to it, I got it done. So I always knew I would.
I was kind of in the same boat.
Get it done. Yeah.
I knew I better get this done or I'm not going to get my C.
Yeah. I did sleep through my bowling final, though. I'll have to admit that.
Well, that's a story I kind of want to hear more of, actually.
Yeah. You know, I just had to throw that out there. So, I was not perfect.
So you weren't rolling 300?
No.
Were you a good bowler?
No, I don't think I am.
Did you have any aspirations to be a bowling coach?
No, not at all.
Do you still bowl?
No.
I think we should go bowling, though.
We should. We have to now. We got to stop by Freddy's on the way.
If I can keep you awake during the bowling excursion.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll stop at Freddy's. And then on the way out, we'll stop at Brahms.
There you go. Then we can compare.
So it's a full day.
We've been talking about it forever, and we haven't done
it yet. We still haven't done it. And that's on me. That's my bad, not yours. I was going to ask you about your games coming up, getting back to volleyball.
What are we here to talk about?
Yeah, we're here to talk about Midwestern State volleyball. And it occurs to me that your schedule's kind of backloaded. You've got some tough games coming up.
We do.
You just played UT Tyler, who I think only had one conference loss, and that was to West Texas. West Texas is still on your schedule after you play TWU.
Yep. TWU beat Dallas Baptist last night in 5.
You know what? We actually updated that match during the course of your match.
Oh, you did. Look at you.
Because I'm Johnny on the spot. And it's one of the things we talked about during your match last night on the broadcast, which was live on Flow Sports, by the way, was just how loaded this conference is. It seems like I talk a lot about that during softball season, about how loaded the Lone Star Conference is. And it's somewhat true in basketball, but right now in volleyball, it's top heavy.
Yeah, really strong, really good conference. Really impressive volleyballs being played in our conference. And
which makes it tough on a program like yours where you're trying to build this program night in, night out, and here at the back of your schedule, as you're fighting to maybe get into the conference tournament, you're facing one tough opponent after another.
Yeah, I mean that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do if you go to the conference tournament. That's what you're going to do. So it's kind of important to play those teams to prepare for those exact situations. And we have to be able to beat those teams to go. We have to be able to beat those teams if we get there. So
let me ask you a really tough question. How close are you to beating these teams, competing on a consistent basis with these teams?
I think we compete. Right now we're competing with these teams. We just need to make those strings of points more. Whereas, like, last night I feel like we would compete to 10-10.
Exactly.
And then we'd kind of see them pull away. The next set we'd compete, then they'd pull away. The next set we competed, they pulled away, we competed some more. They pulled away, we competed some more, and then they finished the match.
So and it's those just, little kind of mini runs, if you will. They're putting together 4-point runs. Mm-hmm. Then you're coming back, you're winning 2 out of 3 points or 3 out of 4 points, and then they're able to put together another 4-point run.
Yeah. I mean, definitely I think the main thing that we need to do better at is our side out.
Which is what UT Tyler did so well.
They did, and we need to do a better job at that. We need more hitters contributing. We have 2 very talented setters. Want to mention Elena reaching her 1,000 assist mark last night for her career, which is a great milestone for any setter. So that's fun.
And she's just a sophomore.
She's just a sophomore, so that's awesome and exciting. And I definitely foresee her being a big part of this program moving forward. But, you know, as setters, I think they're really talented and they can do a lot of things. And we just have to really focus on how we distribute the ball. And, you know, when I talked about UT Tyler, I talked about how balanced their offense is and how all their hitters can help them and be effective in different situations. And we need to be able to create that on our team, and especially in first swing side out.
So you just have the one game this weekend, no Friday match, but Saturday you're at TWU. What do they do well?
They're very athletic. They're very dynamic. They're very, very offensive. They have a lot of different weapons. And, you know, they're playing really well right now. So they're a very good team.
So how do you counter what they put on the floor?
We have to be able to defend a little bit better. I feel like last night our block was channeling balls to our defense and our defense wasn't producing enough. We have to be able to do a better job of that. You know, I think we have improved a lot as a blocking team, but we can't get in the mindset where because we've improved a lot as a blocking team that if we don't get numbers blocking that we can't be successful. We have to be able to defend around those blockers. So we're going to have to do a little bit better of a job at that because they will be a very efficient blocking team at the net. And so we have to be able to counteract that.
I mentioned you were 8-5 at home. You had a home winning streak of about, I think, 5 matches, and you started off with a 3-match home winning streak earlier in the year. How would you assess that portion of the season, just the way you played at home?
Well, it's always good to play well at home. You know, I think you should feel comfortable in your home environment, and you know, that's really important as a team that we make it difficult for teams in this conference, especially as strong as we talk about it is, to come in and play in our facility. So that's really exciting to see.
So again, coming up, 3 final games on the road, all big matches, TWU and West Texas, especially the next 2 games in Denton on Saturday at 2:00. And then you play West Texas, and not only are they a power, and it's true for some of these teams in the conference, they're a national power, West Texas.
They are. They have a great tradition, won national championships, competed in several. And, you know, it's definitely...
And the box is a tough place to play.
It is a tough place to play. I think it's a fun place to play. It's a great atmosphere. They do an amazing job of creating a great environment. They appreciate the sport of volleyball, and they love their team, and I've always enjoyed playing there, but that's just me.
Well, we'll talk a lot more about West Texas when we do our podcast next week. And then the season ends Saturday, November 16th at Eastern New Mexico. You've already spent some time in Portales this year, so you get to go back.
We love Portales, but hopefully we make a run for the conference tournament. So we'll see.
We'll see how everything unfolds. We'll talk to you again next week. Meanwhile, we'll go bowling. Get
Definitely.
Some burgers and some ice cream as well.
Absolutely.
Stephanie Radecki is the head coach here at Midwestern State University. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang podcast. I'm Pete Stein. So long.